Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I hope you are having a wonderful Thursday. I know that the weather keeps changing, and I'm so excited to be with you and just looking forward to a great show tonight. This is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. Thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, thank you as well. We welcome you to the radio show, and Issues Concerning Women is an organization that focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And my co-host is Veronica McMillan, and she's with the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. Hey, Veronica, how are you?
Hello, Francine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's this old weather. I've been trying to get your sister down, but I'm fighting it every step of the way.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes. And I couldn't actually hear really good earlier, so I hope you can hear me, because my husband's like, you're whispering. I'm like, no, I'm not. But it sounded so loud to me, so I hope you can hear me clearly. So I'm going to try to speak in my auditorium voice so that everybody can hear me. How has your day been, Veronica?
My day has been quite productive. Not a whole bunch of stuff going on, but very productive, though.
Okay, great. Awesome. And for those of you who have not met Veronica or myself, we thank you again for tuning into the show. This show has been on the air since January the 21st, 2008. And I just found that out today because they sent me a little blurb. So this is our ninth witness. So that would be 11th year doing this radio show. So I'm so excited.
Wow.
And it's been a exciting program to do, and, you know, finding guests and all that good stuff. And we're going to do more of that this year, Veronica, you know, having, you know, great speakers on and people of different cultures and different avenues. So I'm looking forward to that. And so we have, you know, some new agendas, and we'll be discussing them with you guys as we go along. But tonight we are going to talk about what we always talk about. How do you be successful in your nonprofit? How do you keep your business going when it looks like it is the end? And we just want to say before we get started that we know that so many people are struggling through this, you know, time of uncertainty, but we are here for you. If there's anything we can do to help you, please reach out to us. We have a lot of training programs, so if you're thinking about starting a nonprofit or starting your business, this is a great time to do that. We know that we have to do something different, and everything around us is showing us that this is the time to do that. We just cannot sit still and wait for somebody else to take care of us. So kudos to those who are still working and those who are not. We are praying for you and thinking about you and your families. We know it's a struggle when you have to be concerned about where your next meal is coming from, or do you put gas in the car. And these are just things that you normally are not concerned about. You know, it can happen to the best of us, but we are, you know, we're still holding on. We're still praying for all of you. And again, if you need something, because I'm getting a lot of calls, Veronica, we've kind of depleted our funds from last year, so we're kind of rebuilding, starting over, because we had some great programs last year. So there's not a lot in the reserve tank, and that's something that we're going to work on as well. But please continue to let us know, and if we can do anything, please reach out to us. And Veronica, if you have something to say, then by all means, jump in there.
Yeah, I was sitting thinking about that today. We usually support with our bus tickets program. That's the ticket program. I'm distributing bus tickets, and I was just sitting there thinking about, okay, God, what to do. And I know that there are several nonprofits been talking about doing something. And I was saying, hey, basically what we're going to be trying to do is just purchase bus tickets, not bus tickets, a gas card. So we're going to try to do 10 or 12 bus cards. I keep wanting to say bus, 10 to 12 gas cards per month. And because we were, as I said, we were buying bus tickets to help students. And this, again, this just came up today. I was talking to my husband, and I was saying, we got to find a way to help, and we got to figure out something. And so basically we're going to suspend the bus tickets for a minute and then just focus our energies on getting $25 gas cards for federal workers. And we're going to figure out how we want to distribute, because we're only going to have like 10 or 12. But we want to be able to get those in the hands of those federal workers who basically didn't think that they would find themselves in a situation like this, Francine. And it really is. It is a sad state for Democrats and Republicans, because I think we're just really having a ego trip between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump right about now. And I mean, it's just really, to me, it's just sad. And so anyhow, I don't want to get into that, but that's you know, today was what I came up with. Like, okay, we can I'm sure there are hundreds of people out there that need a gas card, but we're going to try our very best to support them by supporting 10 to 12 people with $25 gas cards until this thing is over. And that's our way of helping, you know, someone, because it is crazy to think about gas is as cheap as it's been in a couple of years now, and people can't afford, or they're trying to decide, do I buy gas or do I buy food, or do I pay child care, you know what I mean? And so it's just crazy, Francine. Yeah. So that's what the micro nonprofit wants to do to support federal workers.
Absolutely wonderful. And for issues concerning women, what we're trying to do is I put something out today as well about just helping in any way that we can, because some people need food. Some people need, you know, the gas fare or the bus fare. You know, some people need just a little water bill paid. It might not be but $70, but if they have to choose between eating and paying a water bill, they're going to eat.
Exactly.
And
that's
so
exactly right.
Then their water's going to be cut off, and then they're going to have another issue, because then they're going to be trying to get the back, get it turned back on, and then they're going to go lacking in other areas. And I know that there are some good Samaritans out there. I believe with all my heart. And I kept saying this when I was praying as well this morning. I was like, Lord, what can I do? You know, we've used up all of our reserve. You know, we're just starting over in the new year. And normally we could have a fundraiser, but it takes time for us to put that together. So we just have to band together. And if everybody would put $5 together, we could really do some, you know, some good things. And it's not all about all the time, you know, well, gosh, everybody's asking for money, but there is a great need. This is not just a Hampton Roads problem. This is a problem all over the United States, you know?
Yes.
This not, you know, so I was on the phone last night, well past 9 o'clock when I should have been asleep, calling out some organizations, asking, you know, could they help, you know, what could they do? And I know everybody is asking for help, but I don't normally ask, and Veronica, God, you know, God knows we don't, you know, we try to do it ourselves, you know, but the Lord said, you know, you're not in this thing alone. You have to let people know what you want. And so that's why we're spending this time tonight to just talk about that. And I, you know, putting something on Facebook, and I know, and I did say, you know, on Facebook, you know, some of these people on Facebook, I don't even know. I never met them. but I have supported them in some way. I've bought a book or came to an event of theirs and, or, you know, helped them answer some questions, or, you know, we've paid rent, we bought food, we get, you know, we've given. So it's not like we have not been given to our community. And for them to just sit there and be silent, I'm a little bit, you know, feeling some kind of way about it, but not mad about it. But, you know, Veronica, just really just surprised at those who have, and I know that there are some that still have and can give but won't, will stroll by and won't do anything. And to them, I'm going to say shame on you, because it shows who your character is. It shows who you are. And I think I talked about that last week. My grandfather always said, you know, you don't worry about what they're going to do with the money. If somebody asks you for something and you have means to give it to them, and whether whatever they do with it, it might not be all the time or what you think they should do with it, but once you give it over to them, it's up to them to do what they need to do, what they feel is best for their families. And it doesn't speak anything of that person. It speaks about your character. And I know that there are a lot of people that can give, because we see you giving all the time, you know, for other things. And so when it's a national emergency, which this is, you know, I don't know what else you can call it, you know, and we can put some, you know, food together and whatever and help somebody, or put a few coins together and get, make sure that somebody can go to work or somebody can pay for their child care, because these things still have to be done whether you get a check or not. Your bills don't stop coming because the government is shut down.
That's
right. And that's the sad part about it. And there, you know, of course, you know, somebody was saying that somebody said, and you know, and, well, you could do this and you could do that. How in the world are you going to do anything when you can't even think past, how am I going to eat today? If my kids don't go to school, because some people drive their kids to school. If their kids don't go to school, they're not going to get breakfast and lunch. That's just how serious it is, you know. Because that's what they're used to doing. They go to school and they get a little snack in the morning and they get lunch. So they don't have to worry about that. But if you can't get your child to the school and you don't have enough food to feed them, then your child's going to go like it. And then you're going to start thinking some craziness. You know, there, we always talk about we want to help, we want to help. But how in the world do you stroll by when there's organizations like ours trying to help? And we're reaching out to you, and you just stroll by, casually stroll by, go, oh, well, they're not talking to me. Well, guess what? I am talking to you. You know, I am talking to you. And like I said, Veronica, you know, I don't ask. You know, I'll go without, girl. Like, you know, we were laughing the other day, you know, about bad stockings. You know, that's our inside joke, you know, between me and you. But it was funny, you know, to us, but gosh, it really wasn't funny, you know. So, you know, when you give so much and you're giving from an empty cup, that you can't go and everybody stick together and help each other. It's a shame, and it really is. So I know there are some organizations doing some great things, and I know one of the realtors in Chesapeake, they're doing stuff for the Coast Guard. So pick a cause and do something. You don't have to help me per se, but just do something. Yeah. Just don't stroll by and just not do anything because we're not talking to you. And then, you know, you reap what you sow, you know. So when you come back in the, you know, March, June, whatever, and say to us, you need something and we stroll by you, don't feel bad. You know, because that's how we have to be this time. You know, we have to be strategic. We've been talking about that. We have to be intentional. We have to help wherever we can. I'm never going to stop giving, Veronica. I will give my last. I'm never going to stop giving it, regardless if you give me anything or not. It doesn't stop me from giving, because that's my heart. And we were talking at our meeting the other day. We wear our heart on our sleeves. We give because it is who we are and it's what we want to do. And so we know everybody's not like that, and that's fine, you know. But if we've given to you at any point in time and we're reaching out to you now to, you know, reciprocate, then at least give us a call to see how you can help. Just don't ignore us. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And I've used up my 15 minutes, so hey.
You had to get that off your shoulders. But it I think it is. It's important that happens, because we are a community that talks about whether you're for-profit or non-profit, having an impact and supporting the community, what great way can we do that is to help those individuals who are in need? Because what would it be if we were in that situation? We would be sitting down saying, okay, I got this. I'm working, but I don't have a paycheck to pay the light bill. My kids can't go to their private school now because we can't afford that. They can't go to daycare. And all bill collectors are not going to give you grace. They may give you grace for 2 weeks, but if this thing rolls into 4 months, they're not going to do that, because what the news is been saying how people been going into their 401k plans and all that. But what if you don't have one?
Right.
What if you don't, you know, have a 401k plan? What if you just started on that job and you've been there 6 months and now you're out? You know what I mean?
Right.
And don't have that. So it's really a sad state and case that we're in terms of people who are saying that they are supportive. And I know that there are so many organizations and people are trying to figure out who to partner with and all of that. So it has a great big wow factor and all of that stuff. But again, I think it's so important that you just got to do something. And so it may be, you know, taking lunch to the TSA workers at the Norfolk Airport, because that's what I was thinking about. I was like, man, maybe I should just go to the airport and just for those who are working, just distribute the gas card to the first 10 or 12 TSA workers that I see or whomever, you know what I mean, so that they can get that and get that in their hand. Because, I that's what came to me today was, okay, you're already spending money buying bus tickets. Just suspend the bus tickets a minute, and then you got to add a few little dollars to it. But now buy a $25 gas card and distribute that, because, again, the need is so great. And 10 or 12 people is not a whole bunch, but it's a lot to a person who's got to figure out how am I going to get gas for this week and going back and forth to work. So we just have to continue to do what we've been doing, Francine, all of these years, just like you said. The radio program has been going on for 11 years. You've had some highs, some lows, some ups, some downs, and through it all, you still have maintained this radio program. And I'm just coming on with you this past year or so, because I had a radio program in, I believe, 2009, but after in 2009 was over, I decided, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. But you kept going.
Right.
And so that speaks to the sustainability that you have and feeling that there is an impact to the community, not just here in the Hampton Roads area, but around the world and around the country for those people who tune in and listen. And so I just say kudos to you for to continue to strive and move in that direction. But for me, the social media handles and stuff that I've been on has never been a place where I've seen people really come out and support me. So I'm really turning a deaf ear to that. I'll post something because, you know, you never know who's coming along and you know, say something that may be, you know, helpful to you. But you have to just go on and just continue to do the work that you've been doing, and God sees it. And one day there is going to be a recompense of reward. That's what the Word of God says. And so we just got to believe that. I know we hadn't even talked about what we're supposed to be talking about on the show in terms of this thing, but I think it's necessary to talk about that for those people who tune in, whether they archive the show and tune in, or people who come on and listen live or what have you. This is a sensitive issue, and that's why I just couldn't sit back and say, I can't sit around and do nothing, because what if the shoe is on the other foot?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just blessed. I was telling my husband, I said, it was partial shutdown, but if they went full government shutdown, I would be one of those ones who are hurting, because the majority of my income comes from my husband and all of his benefits and stuff from the federal government and all of that stuff. And so it's really unfair. And so definitely we just got to continue to do something. And I know I was long-winded in saying all that, but
no, not at all. And, you know, and I thank you for that, because we have to take and show and speak truth to power. We can no longer sit back and just act like that everything's okay. You know, life is what it is. It is up and down. It is, if I got a piece of bread, that we can split it in half and we can help each other, because that's what you and I do. But everybody doesn't feel that same way. Some people will take their bread and hide it and act like they don't have anything. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's not the kind of people I want to hang out with anyway, you know? So if you stroll by and I've bought your books and I've bought tickets to your programs and I've supported you all these years and I've helped you in any way, and if you stroll by and don't say anything, then shame on you. That's all I'm going to say. And I'll still support you and I'll still buy a ticket and I'll still do what I'm going to do, because anything I do comes from my help from above. The Lord helps me in ways that nobody knows about, Veronica. You know that, you know. And so I'm really not concerned about it, but it just lets me see who you really are, and you're not speaking truth. So I can't believe anything else you say, and once I can't believe anything else you say, that means that I can't trust you, and if I can't trust you, then you can't be in my circle, and that's just how it is, and maybe that's why my circle is small, you know. And so, and again, for me, the same thing. Social media is not where I get my clients. And so I've never been on there looking for people. I just wanted to share information, Veronica. I just wanted to be an avenue where they could come and listen and get some good tips. And I know that they use them because they tell me. If you didn't tell me, if it's, I've been on since 2008, and you never walked, if nobody never walked up to me and said, "You know what? That was a good idea." You and nobody ever said to me, I said, "You know, Veronica, I need to get off this show." But time and time again, I hear, "You have helped me. You kept me going when I wanted to quit my business. You encouraged me. So you were inspiration to me. I want to shadow you. I want you to mentor me. You know, I want to come to your small business class." So I know that there's an impact, and I know that, you know what, I'm not waiting for anybody to give me anything. Again, I'm still going to do what I do. But since I know that, since you told me, unless you've been lying to me for 11 years, you know, and why would you do that? You gain nothing from it. You know, I don't charge you anything for most of the stuff that I do. But when we come and ask you to help and to support, and you just take a blind eye to it, and because, you know, I'm nobody's celebrity. I'm nobody, and that's fine with me. I never wanted that for me. You know, I just wanted to be a help. And even from a little girl, when I didn't even know how to speak a complete sentence, I always knew that there was something different about the way that I thought about the world, you know. And I knew that if I reached out and if I wasn't scared anymore, because, Veronica, you won't believe, I wouldn't even talk. I was so afraid to say anything, because I didn't think I would speak the proper way, or because I was told as a little girl, "You're a female, so you don't know nothing anyway," you know. And if I had just kept that thing on the inside of me and just let it fester with me, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't say anything. And then my grandmother kept saying, "Sweetie, you have something to say." And they used to call me Sugar. "You got something to say. You know, the Lord's going to put you on a platform where you'll speak to people." And she spoke that to me many years ago. My mother would say, "You have something to say, and people will listen to you. They will listen to what you say." And they did speak that truth to me. And that is my power, because my voice is who I am. And I've been on stages with people I had no business even being in the same room with, you know. You know, and I'm looking down the road, and I'm like, "How the heck did I get up here? Who am I, you know? And how did I get so lucky to be in the presence of this one, that one, the other?" And I ain't doing no name calling, because you don't need to know. If you don't know, you don't need to know. But, you know, still, I'm like, my husband's like, "Girl, you something else," you know. And so I thank God for that. But I said all that to say this. If you want to help somebody, just help somebody. If the Lord told you to put something on Facebook to help somebody, put something on Facebook to help somebody. If nobody responds, then God will make a way, because he will provide you what you need. And so that's what I'm going on, and that's what I'm going to continue to believe, and I'm going to continue to help whether you help me or not. And so then to me, that just lets me know who you really are. And you're not what you say that you are. And so God is opening some doors for us, Veronica. We can't share it right now, you know. But we've already been brought to light. And I am so excited about it. I am so thrilled. Like I said, I was on the phone last night, well past 9 o'clock, you know, making another collaboration, and you and I will talk about that offline. But, you know, and so we're going to continue to do what we do. And so now that I've talked 25 minutes, and we only got 5 minutes left, because I told them tonight, tune in for Francine and Veronica for some empowerment, some education, and a few laughs, because I didn't know where we're going to go and how this thing. And so sometimes God just leads us to do what we do and to be who we are. And we can't be anything else but who we are, and we have to speak truth to our power. So you know what, Veronica? I'm so excited. This is how it went. You know, I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but, hey, it's cool. So why don't you tell our audience about your new website, how they can get in touch with you, your phone number, and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, basically the same thing. It's the macrononprofit.org. We went from com to org. And then the email is info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. And then, of course, they can telephone at 757-572-0974. Or they can use the old email. So many people just remember the Let's Talk email. So Let's Talk Veronica @gmail.com. They can connect with me in any of those in any of those channels that I've given them. So, yep, that's how they can connect with me, Francine.
Okay, great. And for me, it's 757-567-6734 is my phone number. The email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, and the website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. So it's all still the same. It's all here listed on Blog Talk Radio. You know how to find me on Facebook and I think my son has me on Instagram. I don't know. So anyway, I'm somewhere else. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, so you can catch me there as well. I've been making some connections there as well. And so, you know, we just don't know where this thing is going and with the uncertainty and how long it's going to last. But I do want to encourage people to, you know, just stay focused. Please don't give up. Please keep believing in our society, in our community, and know that there are a lot of good people out there. There are a lot of people helping. I know they were doing the coat drive last night out at Hilltop in Virginia Beach, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is just pitching in. And, you know, do what you can. You know, we don't want you to go lacking to help. But if everybody just pitched in just a little bit, we would gain so much more. Instead of you just sitting there strolling by acting like I ain't talking to you, because I am talking to you.
Yeah.
So, Veronica, if you have any words of encouragement for our audience tonight, I want you to do that. We're at the 2 minute mark.
I would just basically just say what you just said, that you just really you got to do something, because it is better to just give than to receive, and just continue to know that God will have the last say. And so just keep on hanging in there. That's what I would just say. Just continue to hang in there and know that you are loved, even if people don't tell you, you are loved. And so that would be my word of encouragement for tonight.
Absolutely. We love all of you. We encourage you. We ask that you keep listening to the show. And, you know, reach out to us, you know, let us know that you're okay. You know, I don't get on Facebook as much as I used to, you know, so I'm really not up there a lot. But, you know, you can reach out to us if there's anything that we can do. Sincerely, we mean that. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to our show tonight. I know it was a little bit different, but difference can sometimes be good, you know. And so hang in there. God bless you all. Good night. We love you. And we'll be back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
Night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your hosts, Francine Allen Humphrey and Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Tune in next week, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will have more information to empower you, to educate you, give you a few laughs, and just have some fun. We appreciate you, and we know that God is on our side. So take care now. God bless. Bye-bye.